If you missed the show, check out the podcast.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes, Google Play, or online at thebeat925.ca.
Good morning. All right, so Claudia's kids are doing this a lot lately. It's driving her crazy. She needs some help this morning on our text line at 9925. She's in for Nikki. I'm Vinny. Sam. So your kids, what's going on these days?
So this is the thing. I'm an only child, so I never really had to compete for my parents' attention. Right? I never got into fights with my siblings.
You got it all.
I got it all. I had all the attention I wanted and needed.
Spoiled.
Call it spoiled if you want. Call it spoiled if you want. But I am struggling with the fact that I feel like my kids bicker and fight all the time. And they're so competitive for my attention. And it's really causing anxiety because there's only so much that I can give. Like if we're sitting down to watch a movie, for example, they'll literally fight to see who's going to get more of my body. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like.
It's that bad, though?
It's that bad. Like, they'll fight over, like, who puts butter on the toast, who's going to put the snacks in the lunch boxes, who gets the last kiss before they go to bed. And because I've never lived through
this. Is your husband part of that argument, too?
Well, it's honestly, they fight mainly for mom. It's mainly for mom. And my husband has siblings, and he's always telling me that this is normal. And I said, you should have warned me before we had two, because I didn't know it was going to be that way.
See, I was somewhat competitive with my brother growing up. Like I remember when he would have a good hockey game, my father would go to his game and he'd come back and be like, oh, Joel played so well. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to play better tomorrow. So I get my father's attention.
Right.
But I don't think it was to that degree that like what you're going through right now.
Like, well, I mean, like Noah will say something like underneath his breath to make his sister scream so that she gets in trouble. Like they always try to get, you know, the other one in trouble. So now if ever they fight, they both go to their rooms, right? So not one of them, you know.
Mm-hmm. This strikes me as being like a healthy competitive though, you know? I mean, you're talking about like who wants to make their bed faster, who wants to prepare mom's breakfast.
Which is good, right?
Is great. Like milk it for all it's worth. I mean, I had three younger brothers growing up and we would always try and one-up each other to see who was better, but my parents would nip everything in the bud. Like as soon as my parents saw that we were getting into it or we were, you know, or like the claws were coming out, forget it. Everyone, take a time out. This is not happening. So she like discouraged competition within the household. But we had our own ways of sort of one-upping each other. And, these shenanigans still sort of, you know, continue to this day.
Well, four boys, I can imagine.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of testosterone, but it never got to the point where we were, you know.
Have you tried the timeouts? I guess you do, right? If you send them to their
rooms.
Yeah,
I send them both to their rooms. But I mean, there's only so much I can give. You know, I wish I could clone myself and, you know, fall asleep with Lily Blue at the same time as I'm falling asleep with Noah. But it's just not possible. And sometimes I tell myself, well, Noah needs to understand a little better because he's older. But he's still just a kid. Yeah. He's still only 10. So it's really heartbreaking for me.
I would hold on to these days because as soon as Noah hits puberty, I mean, forget it.
He won't be talking to you.
He's going to be loose in his room. Come on, don't you want to fight for mommy's attention?
All right, let's take some texts. If you've been through this with your kids, maybe you're going through this right now. How do you handle it? You can text us this morning, 9925. Somebody says, as the black sheep of three siblings, this is normal behavior between brother and sister. Try to get them to work together or do some chores and solve problems.
Okay.
Have you tried that?
No. Well, I mean, they do chores together, but that's a good idea.
Channel it in a productive way.
That's right. Somebody said, I grew up with 14 brothers, all sets of triplets and twins. When we used to fight, my dad would attach us together, put us together in the same room until we understand how to free ourselves, and then we needed to admit that we need one another.
There you go.
And that's what I tell them all the time. Like, stop fighting.
Continue the text, bring them in. They're looking pretty good in our text line at 9925. There's so many texts, and Jennifer is on the phone, and she wants to chime in. Jennifer, what do you think of this?
Absolutely, and sometimes it's very frustrating as a parent because you feel you don't have enough of you to give, and other times it's because everybody wants at the same time, and it's just take a deep breath, and I think Sam said it before, just kind of relish these moments. They won't be there forever. Everybody gets a timeout when it all gets out of hand.
Okay, and do the timeouts actually work? Are they effective?
Well, we kind of do, I guess you call it time-ins, where we all just kind of sit down together and take a few deep breaths. And those are more effective, I find, than sending them to their room, but also the age difference. I've got twin 3-year-olds and a 6-year-old, so by the time I get to 10, that may not work as well.
And you know, when everybody needs, does your husband get right in there and he's like, me too? I need some attention too?
I want some.
No, not in those moments. Definitely not. I mean, he kind of looks and I say, you know, go take a walk to the kitchen or go do something else because you're at least free in the moment. Mm-hmm. So go relish that and in 5 minutes, it'll be all over you next.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, we get brushed to the side. It's okay. We're getting used to that now.
Well, once everybody goes to bed, they have an early bedtime. Then that's when we have, you know, adult time. But no, definitely sometimes the kids can be overwhelming. And just take a moment, take a deep breath, and take a look around, and you realize how amazing and wonderful it is.
Oh, I'd say, Claudia, deep breath right now.
Yes.
I feel better
Thank
already.
You, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jennifer. Have a great day.
Have a great one. You too.
All right, found this online. A professional stepped in. Preventing sibling rivalry between your kids. Encourage cooperation. Listen to each child. Intervene when necessary. Help your children resolve conflicts. Avoid comparisons. Never compare one child to another. Now, it's much easier said than done when you
That's
see these
like
things
being
online.
A manager. Yeah. I mean, a management
I know,
class.
Right? Like, well, you are kind of the boss.
Yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
It. All right, thanks for helping Claudia on our text line. She really appreciated it. Appreciates it, and so do we.
This is the Vinny and Nikki replay.
What odd things have you witnessed taking public transit? Maybe he was in another city. Maybe he was here in Montreal taking the metro. Maybe taking the bus. I always hear stories of people seeing and witnessing strange things. We'd love to hear all about it. You can text us this morning, 99.25. It's Vinny, Claudia's in for Nikki and Sam. There's videos making the rounds. It's a gentleman from right here in Montreal called Ellie Andy. And there's a video of him. He's at the metro station at Lino Gru, and he decides to start working out on the metro. So, you know, he's just getting on the metro train. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to take my shirt off. Guy is like ripped.
This is no amateur.
No, he's not bad to look at. Let's just put it that
clearly
way.
Clearly, this guy, you know, trains on a regular basis. What does he do? He starts doing pull-ups in the metro train. Starts doing chin-ups, push-ups, all kinds of different workouts.
Like the jumping push-ups, right? The one where you're like, you levitate.
I mean, he puts everybody else to shame, let's be honest. Yeah. But everybody's kind of just looking at him, and they're all like, wow, this guy is pretty impressive.
I was waiting for him to start pole dancing, I gotta admit. I was kind of disappointing. I was waiting for the moment.
You were secretly hoping, weren't you?
Oh, this is great entertainment for a long metro ride, yeah. I mean. Yeah. Instead of staring at my phone, I'd be staring at Ellie Andy.
There are worse sights to behold on the metro, that's you know, true. In terms of spectacles.
That's just it. There's always strange things that I hear that people are witnessing at metro stations. Does anything come to mind for you guys? Something you've seen or heard? I remember it wasn't that strange, but I just kind of had a good laugh. It was a couple months ago. I was taking the metro to go downtown, and there was these kids practicing their presentation. I just thought that was funny. But I'm like, man, they really are doing this at the last second, right? Yeah. They're super, super loud. I thought that was more adorable than weird.
I was on the metro once, and there was someone eating chicken wings. And at every stop, when the doors would open, he would take the bone that he just finished and chuck it out of the door. Yeah.
I was on there
for 10 stops, and he chucked 10 wings. One, it was like a wing per stop.
Guess he'd be a good wingman.
Right?
It's grotesque. You know? What do you say to a guy like that?
Yeah.
You don't say anything, all right?
No, it's a weirdo.
Clear, my friend.
Oh, but do you remember the girl who was plucking the chicken on the Montreal metro?
And eating it, too.
I don't know what she was doing.
Yeah, she was eating it, too. It was a dead bird.
God.
Yeah, it was gross.
When you go to, like, Lino Gru around 11 o'clock at night, or you see some weird things.
Oh, yeah. But you see things on the train, too. Too. When I used to take the train, I saw this person sitting right in front of me. She was plucking her eyebrows. And to me, anything related to personal hygiene needs to be done at home, not on the train.
It happens, though, more often than not. You see it. I see guys shaving sometimes on the train,
shaving.
Too. I see shaving. Like, full-blown. They just don't care. They figure, look, they have that time, half hour, 4 to 5 minutes, might as well use it wisely.
Yeah, but who's cleaning up the hair?
Clearly not them. They don't
care. You know? Like...
Plucking's bad, but it's not as bad as like clipping toenails or something, which I know happens. You know?
That's nasty.
Filing the nail shavings.
What bizarre things have you seen on the metro? You can text us this morning, 99.25. We have JF on the phone. He wants to tell us something he witnessed way back in the day.
It's from a long time ago when I used to work at McDonald's. I'm 46, so this is maybe 30 years ago, but I'll never forget. It was the most hilarious thing. I was working a late evening shift, and I was coming back. There wasn't many people in the metro. And this guy with his huge hairdo, like Elvis, with the big, you know, hair hanging in the front. And this guy decides, you know what? I'm going to light up a cigarette. And he lights up a cigarette and pulls up this huge Zippo and big flame. And as he lights up, the front of his hair catches fire. And you just see the hair like, and screwing back. And you see like the 5-6 other people going, and all start laughing and clapping and says, well, that's what you get for smoking where you're not supposed to.
Yeah, karma.
it was was just hilarious. Like, I was just a kid then. Like, I didn't want to laugh. The guy looked like, you know, a leather jacket, like a, you know, big tough dude. But I couldn't stop but giggling. It was just hilarious. Was like, yeah, well, he got what he deserved.
See, you never know what could happen.
Start singing Burning Love.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay Podcast.
I'm not going to believe which song cracked the Billboard Top 100. We're all very shocked this morning. Actually, Claudia's not that shocked because she's like, this is such a good song.
No, I didn't say it was a good song, well, but I said it's a popular song.
It's a popular song. Okay.
Among families.
There is a difference.
We're not you happen to dance to every time you hear it play.
Well, I don't have a choice, right? That's the thing. It's so catchy.
It's Baby Shark. Imagine, Baby Shark.
Baby Shark.
This song apparently was streamed almost 21 million times for the week ending January 3rd. 73% of those streams coming from video is what Billboard said. It now has more than 2 billion views on YouTube. Can we just get that, turn it up a little bit? Listen to this part. It makes me laugh.
Daddy Shark. And it's just this? Like, yeah, looped? Like,
it goes to Grandpa Shark.
Of course, yeah, Grandpa Shark.
Grandpa Shark. Exactly.
Wow. Now, how many times could you listen to this before you go clinically insane?
There's Grandpa. There's Grandpa.
There he is.
Oh, my God.
Now, there's some parents listening. There's some parents listening who know this song very, very well. And my daughter's only 4 months, but when I do work in the office, I put her on this little chair thing. And I just go to YouTube and I go kids playlist. And this song always comes up. So I'm part of the problem here. This
and it
is
sticks in your head, doesn't it? That's the problem with this song. We're all going to be singing it at 8 o'clock tonight, I'm sure.
By the way, Shallow on the Billboard Top 100 is just 3 spots higher than Baby Shark. Can you believe that?
But that does that even... first of all, how does a song make it into the Billboard?
It's based on streams. So it has almost 21 million streams. Also, the video streams are high. The video, the views on YouTube, I guess they take all these things into account now. It's not just like radio play. You know, that's what it used to be back in the day, or how many songs, how many times the song's played on the air. But now there's so many different ways, right? So there's a lot of parents out there who are probably thinking it might be partially your fault for this song making the Billboard
Top 100. You only have yourselves to blame.
You streamed it once too many times.
You know what? You kept your sanity, though. It was worth it.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes and Google Play.
And listen to Vinny and Nikki in the morning weekdays starting at 5:30.
On Montreal's Perfect Mix, The Beat 92.5.